Hi, welcome to Bookie. To unlock more world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. You will get 7 days free trial with more features. Today we'll unlock Alan Carr's The Easy Way to Stop Smoking. Reports from the World Health Organization show that smoking harms the human body in many different ways. Smoke generated by burning tobacco contains more than 1,000 harmful substances, including at least 250 carcinogens and other toxic substances. Smoking severely damages the respiratory system, cardiovascular system, nervous system, digestive system, and reproductive system. Millions of people die because of smoking every year around the world. Moreover, the damage from secondhand smoke is no less than active smoking. It is especially harmful to children and teenagers. It can cause asthma in children and sudden infant death syndrome, and it can also worsen tracheitis and pneumonia. As smoking is so harmful, smokers who care about their health will start to make an effort to quit. However, quitting smoking seems to be one of the hardest things in the world. Whether you smoke or not, you must know someone who does, be it in your family, or among your circle of friends and coworkers. Many of them must have tried to quit, but they just can't manage to come through. They may have even tried several times but still fail to give up smoking. Smokers understand that smoking damages their bodies. They cough constantly, their skin condition gets worse, their blood pressure gets higher, they develop lung diseases and even die of lung cancer. But still, many comfort themselves with the following thoughts: aren't there many who smoke but still live a long life? I'm not that unlucky. I know smoking is not good, but aren't car emissions more harmful? They damage my lungs even more seriously than smoking. Not to mention, there are so many commercials, movies, co-workers and relatives around me that tell me, it's okay to smoke. Taking a smoke break with colleagues is so enjoyable. It makes you more attractive, more manly. How come you don't smoke? Well, living in such an environment that reminds one of smoking constantly, one can hardly resist smoking, and one who smokes can hardly stop it for good. Many people are of two minds about smoking. They feel guilty when they smoke, knowing it's not right, but when they are not smoking, they find it unbearable and too hard to resist the temptation. So, what makes stopping smoking so hard exactly? How can one give up smoking for good? Alan Carr, the author of this book, had smoked for 33 years. He once smoked 100 cigarettes in a day, and he had claimed that he would rather die if he couldn't smoke. After dozens of attempts to stop, he finally found an easy way to stop smoking. He tells us that the main reason why it is difficult to stop is because smokers have fears deep inside their hearts. Only by overcoming these fears can one quit. Next, let's find out the easy, fast, and effective way to quit smoking in three parts. Part 1, why do we smoke? Part 2, why do conventional methods of stopping always fail? Part 3, how to easily quit? Why is it so hard to stop smoking? Before we figure this problem out, we must know first why people smoke. Many people say that they smoke because others do, or they believe smoking can make them appear more manly and more attractive. Some also say that smoking is relaxing, that it helps them focus, and that it can also inspire them, right? Many artists are accompanied by a cigarette when they are making their artistic creations. Carr points out that, in fact, smoking is absolutely useless. Yes, it does no good at all. All these reasons mentioned earlier are simply illusions. They are all misperceptions brought to you by your surroundings. We could also call it brainwashing. Why? Now try to recall why you first started to smoke. People are shaped by their surroundings. The influence of one's surroundings is ever present, and the society glorifies scenes with tobacco intentionally or not. For example, in primetime shows, you can often see the protagonists holding a cigarette. During a moment of high tension when a police officer is interrogating a suspect, both of them need to smoke a cigarette to calm down. As we watch scenes like this on TV, our subconscious gets the hidden message: smoking relaxes people, and it makes me more attractive. Besides, we see discreet cigarette advertising in all kinds of sports and other events. Our conscious mind may ignore those cigarette ads, but our subconscious can't escape their influence. Even the packaging of cigarettes is getting more attractive, luring us into appreciating it. Gold-plated lighters have now become a status symbol. Also, in personal interactions, you are always influenced by tobacco. We tend to believe that only those with a weak mind get addicted to smoking, but that's not true. In fact, weak-minded people usually can't stand the cough, dizziness, and nausea brought by the first cigarette, so they give up immediately after one or two puffs of cigarettes. Instead, it's more often the strong-minded people with high social status that smoke. So, very often, we follow their examples to smoke because we admire them. Sometimes when we see someone who coughs as he takes his first puff of a cigarette, we may even make fun of him. In all these situations, our subconscious reminds us, it's good to smoke. It's something classy, something noble. You see, your surroundings cheat you on the matter of smoking to the extent that you start to cheat yourself. Here you might want to tell yourself, well, I admit that I started smoking under the influence of my surroundings, but I do feel smoking can help me relieve stress and negative emotions. It indeed makes me feel relaxed. But is that true? Probably not, because that's still your illusion, and why do you have such an illusion? We have to see this issue from the mechanism of smoking addiction. We all know that cigarettes contain nicotine, but what is nicotine anyway? Most of us may not know for sure. Many know that marijuana and heroin are drugs, but they do not know that nicotine is a drug too, and it is one of the most addictive drugs of all. Nicotine is metabolized very fast inside the human body. Half an hour after smoking, the amount of nicotine in the blood will drop by 50%, and another half hour later, it will drop to 25%. As soon as one stops smoking, the amount of nicotine in the blood decreases fast, and one starts to feel bored, flustered, empty, and restless. This is the so-called withdrawal pangs. To relieve the withdrawal pangs, a smoker can do nothing but light another cigarette. Within just 7 seconds after lighting the cigarette, those feelings disappear. That's the fundamental reason why you have the illusion mentioned earlier. For example, many people light a cigarette spontaneously when they run into problems and feel stressed, and they think that much of their stress is gone as soon as they start smoking. But the reality is like what we've just explained, withdrawal pangs already happen before you have stress, even if you don't realize it. And because of withdrawal pangs, smokers actually feel more stress than non-smokers. Besides, smoking causes great damage to the respiratory system, cardiovascular system, nervous system, digestive system, and reproductive system. As the addiction worsens, nicotine hurts your body more, and you get more dependent on cigarettes. As a result, your willpower and courage gradually leave you. Paradoxically, smokers believe smoking can increase their willpower and courage. Here's another example of withdrawal pangs in disguise. Some people like to hold a cigarette between the lips when they don't feel like doing anything, because they think smoking can make them feel less bored. In actuality, smoking does not make you less bored. When one feels bored, boredom itself can easily generate stress. And because such stress is similar to the stress generated by withdrawal pangs, the smoker's brain naturally associates it with withdrawal pangs, which prompts him or her to start smoking. When one cigarette is finished, the stress is lessened, and the smoker mistakes the cigarette for the relief of stress. However, in actuality, nicotine makes one drowsy and less likely to do anything that requires energy. Some people also believe smoking can help them focus. As many artists smoke when they create their artistic works, people naturally associate smoking with concentration and creativity. But the truth is that they happen to have withdrawal pangs when they are producing their creative works. The worse the withdrawal pangs are, the more nicotine they need, and soon after they finish one cigarette, they have withdrawal pangs again, and they feel compelled to light another one. But in actuality, toxins in cigarette reduce the oxygen-carrying capacity of the blood, resulting in insufficient oxygen supply to the brain, which makes people less able to concentrate. Non-smokers don't need smoking to focus, because they naturally have a high level of concentration. We've just learned nicotine is a drug, and we don't need drugs in our body. Humans are one of the most complex organisms on Earth. After thousands of years of natural selection, the human body has evolved to be able to effectively distinguish toxins from foods. The very first time one smokes, one often coughs violently, with nausea and dizziness. That's our body telling us nicotine is toxic. It's warning us to stop. Take a step back. If natural selection wanted our body to enjoy smoking, we would have had corresponding physiological functions to protect us from the toxins in cigarettes. But obviously the reality is not like that. The human body's first reaction to smoking and withdrawal pangs speak for themselves. So, accept the truth. Smoking is entirely useless. This is not to say that smoking has more negative effects than positive effects, but rather, as every smoker actually knows it deep inside, smoking has no positive effects at all. It can't make you more attractive or more manly, it can't relax you, it can't relieve your stress, it can't get rid of your boredom, and it can't improve your concentration. As a matter of fact, most smokers know very well that smoking is bad for their health, but they often just pretend not to see anti-smoking campaigns. They do that because, on the one hand, they refuse to face the inconvenient truth that smoking causes serious damage to their bodies. On the other hand, they just want to take their chances. Smoking is one of the major causes of many diseases, including heart disease, arteriosclerosis, emphysema, angina, and asthma. Moreover, it causes damage to the immune system. Some smokers say that they are not concerned with their health because they don't cough. But in fact, coughing is a mechanism that has been incorporated into our body through evolution to protect itself, and when we inhale harmful substances, coughing can help remove foreign bodies from our lungs. So, if you cough less or not at all when you smoke, it means that your lungs can't function normally to remove tar and other toxins inside, and those substances can ultimately cause serious diseases like cancer. Smoking is 100% harmful to the body, but the chance-taking smokers just smoke one cigarette after another, mistakenly believing they are lucky enough to be safe. You see, smokers are just too lenient with themselves when it comes to smoking. Let's repeat it again, accept the truth. We must eliminate these illusions and fantasies. You'll realize that stopping doesn't require you to give up anything other than smoking itself, as stopping has no negative effects. You only have to give up the thing that harms you. Generally speaking, 3 weeks after you stop smoking, 99% of nicotine in your body will have already been flushed out of your system, and you are already free from the physiological dependence on cigarettes. That is to say, nicotine addiction is far less severe than other kinds of drug addiction. As long as you make up your mind to stop, you can absolutely free yourself from its control. What you really need to do is to overcome your fear. When you find out that life won't get worse at all without cigarettes, all your fear and illusions will vanish, and you won't feel at a loss anymore. That's when you can pursue what you really want, a free and happy life. Okay, that concludes the first section of this bookie. In this part, we talked about why we smoke, namely misconceptions caused by social surroundings and nicotine addiction. We also learned that, unlike what many smokers believe, smoking does no good at all, and stopping doesn't require you to give up anything in life. Today we are just sharing limited bookie. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. You will get 7 days free trail with more features.
Ich glaube, ja, Hunde haben Humor.
Das sagt Sängerin, Moderatorin, Model und Influencerin Steffi Landerer, besser bekannt als Steffi Metal. Und die hat auch Humor. Und das weiß sie in der neuen Iswas Dog Folge nach, wenn sie über ihre persönlichen Hundstage mit ihrer Hündin Sheila spricht. Und sie gibt zusätzlich Tipps für ein langes Hundeleben. Also hört unbedingt rein in die neue Folge von Iswas Dog. Gibt's überall, wo es Podcasts gibt.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.